Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, I taught that we are blessed when we are reviled and persecuted for the sake of Jesus Christ. Well, let's continue with that thought today. So, we passively receive the truth from the Holy Spirit as we spend time in the Word, we pray, and we meditate in His Word. We listen to both the preached and taught Word. And the result is, our love is made complete. He gives the holy boldness that we need, and He makes us Christ-like, that is, as He is. And then, our reward for all eternity will be great, no matter what others say, even if they are those of your own church, of your own family, or of those that would be on another side. If you don't think so, then think on this truth, because it's what Jesus said, and Jesus does not lie. So since Jesus doesn't lie, just think of what that means in light of what we just said in Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Because you and I, we don't yet have the physical sufferings as martyrs, although some across this world have, but in America we haven't had that. But we do suffer in other ways, in a spiritual type of a way. Jesus said, though, in Matthew 5, 10 through 12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. And that happens, and especially in ministry. In a fundamental ministry where you're standing for the Lord, He says, they speak all matter of evil against you falsely for my sake. That's because you're doing God's will. When you're doing God's will, God's way, you're doing that for Christ's sake. Then He says, rejoice. Is everybody saying things against me and reviling me and persecuting me and lying about me? Rejoice? He says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Now, our question is why? And He answers, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Perhaps we need to send out thank you notes to people that have lied about us and persecuted us and so forth, because they've built our reward in heaven. Now, my goal as a pastor is to bring the people of my church, and I hope in turn that it helps many of you in the churches where you attend to arrive there too, as Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Now, not unity for unity's sake, but unity of the faith. That is the pure, holy word of God, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. That is the knowledge of His person. Unto a perfect man, that is matured in the things of Jesus Christ and His holiness and righteousness. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, the fullness of His person being our measure. Therefore, I must, as hard as it may sound sometime, do Ephesians 4:15. That speaking the truth in love, we may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You see, God's truth is the opposite of the world and its philosophy. The world says love, love, love so many times, but it's not the love of the Word of God, because it lacks purity and holiness. And it's geared for the flesh, not the spirit. So when we speak the truth, we speak it, although it seems hard to the world, we speak it because we love those people. We love Christians that seem to hate the truth, because we want them to get it right and not be ashamed before Him at His appearing. That is why friendship with the world is in God's sight to be on the side with His enemies, James chapter 4, verse 4. So yes, we see love's personification and its perfect person, that is, its mature person, but also the perfect person who is the Lord Jesus Christ, but also see love's power, his perfect power. In verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Boy, that's love's power. Love's power is greater than fear. There's no fear in love. The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind, the 2 Timothy 1:7 says. So you're living a life of fear, and you fear what men will say, you'll fear what men will do, then you're not walking in the Spirit. This love comes not from a religious romanticist pen. Rather, it is the power which leads to victory at the Bema Seat by passively surrendering yourself fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is then when we do, we find the truth of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's why we read Matthew 10:28, where we see you can be victorious and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. When that's a total belief, it is real. Then your love will cast out the fear of man and what man calls failure, because you find your satisfaction and your fulfillment in Jesus Christ, not the opinions of men. Denying Christ, his holiness, will do as Lot. It will vex your saved soul. It will quench the work of the Holy Spirit within you. And the only thing that hinders that spirit of power, love, and sound-mindedness, and instead allows fear, is a lack of surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not allowing his love to be perfected because of the fear of man or the desires of your flesh. People you love, family, friend, fiancés, will one day need your prayers. They'll be at a point in their life that they're powerless to help themselves. It may be in surgery when a doctor's hands cannot accomplish it. And when it turns to you, you'll be powerless in prayer, because the very fundamentals that you abandon and attack will be the biggest loss of power for your saved life and prayer life. My friend, decide to live with eternity in view. Allow his perfect love to be personified, his person to be personified, his power to be manifested in you, with eternity set in your heart. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13 says, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And my friend, if you've been following us here now this past several days, looking at 1 John 4:16 through 18, I want to bring this to a close by saying this. We live in a world here in America. The rest of the world probably already knows this, but in America, we're finding it out. Don't be surprised if there's persecution, that because of the political climate of the world now and the way that people get upset and they'll see a pro-life sticker on a car and they'll burn a car. They'll see a political candidate's name on a car and they will do something to the people inside. There's threats, beating. We have heard of school shootings. But don't be surprised that if in our churches where we call homosexuality and homosexual marriage sin, abortion sin, or we call so many other things sin that the Bible calls sin, and yet we tell them that in God's love, he can take that sin away and cleanse them and make them new creatures in Christ. But they hate us preaching against it. Whether it's their alcohol, whether it's their pornography, whatever, they hate us preaching against. And if they come into your church, maybe guns fired, maybe there's fists flying, I don't know. But if that threat keeps you out of church, keeps you from God's house, then it shows the fear of man became stronger than the love of God in your heart. I believe that America's in trouble and it needs a people who will stand regardless come what may. Should we give our body on the field of battle in the spiritual warfare, we know that the eternal reward is great. And should we endure great suffering, we'll know that that endurance and that terrible suffering isn't even worthy to be compared in its greatness to the glory that we'll have with him. So my friend, right now, I want to ask our listeners that know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I want to ask you to ask God to help you to be in His Word daily, more than just a little 10-minute devotional reading and reading a few verses, but to something that you read, that you meditate on, and you desire to obey, to be given completely to the Lord and be passively allowing His Holy Spirit to direct your life. And as you do that, knowing that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, you also know that it's the life of victory, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so right now, because we need men and women across this country that will stand, would you right now pray and say, Lord, I want to stand. I don't know what the cost is, but I want to praise the Lord in the fires. I want to stand at the very point Satan attacks and rebuff him in the power and the strength of my Lord. My God has not given me that spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mindedness. Therefore, you're asking the Lord, as Isaiah, to say, hear my Lord, send me. Hear my Lord, use me. Hear my Lord, fill me. Hear my Lord, I'm yours. Will you do that? We do that right now. I'm going to pray a prayer that I know most of you as Christians can pray, but maybe you just want to listen and pray along with me, praying in agreement and make a decision, all for Jesus. Or as the song says, I wonder, have I done my best for Jesus when He has done so much for me? Let's pray. Father, Almighty Heavenly Father, my Holy God, forgive me for being such a failure. Forgive me, Lord, for all the areas in which I have failed. I've allowed the fear of man to mislead me. I've allowed the fear of man to make me back down. I ask that you'd strengthen me by the Spirit. By the Spirit, you would teach me your word. And you'd teach me in the way that I should go. And help me to be one of many instruments in this land that becomes an instrument in your hand for revival. Lord, and if any of us stand alone where we are, help us to still stand and be that very instrument that you use. Send a revival of the salvation of lost souls and the rededication of Christian lives to the holiness of God. And we would ask this in that name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you tell your pastor, tell your spouse, and then let us know. We'd like to know that others are joining in on this battle. Write us. We want to hear from you, whether you email us or send us a letter through the address that is given you at the end of this broadcast. We're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home. My friend, as our announcer gives you our web address, you can go there. I have the plan of salvation there. And if you don't have the access to the internet in any way, then let me encourage you to call a church where they hold to the King James Bible, where they believe in the true Word of God, where they preach the Word. Just call the pastor and say, I'm not sure I'm saved, but you show me how to know that heaven is my home by the Bible. And I'm sure he'll be glad to help you. I want to thank you today for listening. I want you to encourage your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and the light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.